What makes you happy? Remember Ken Dodd's song? Happiness, the greatest gift I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness. To me, this old world is a wonderful place. I'm just about the luckiest human in the whole human race. I've got no silver, I've got no gold, but I've got happiness. It seems to be partly, according to the song, about how we see things rather than having money and things. There's an old story about a man weary and tired of life. He left home and town in search of the perfect magical city of happiness. He found a forest and settled down, but he got lost and unknowingly returned to his old town, which he thought must be the magical city. But it wasn't as large or as different as he expected, and actually quite familiar. Yet with his fresh expectation and hope, he found a familiar street, a familiar house, familiar family, and new happiness. Life isn't one of constant happiness, but about moments of happiness to be treasured. And so whatever's going on in our lives, we need to look with eyes open to possible joys around us. My church Facebook page recently asked people to put up pictures of what makes them happy. Some put up cups of tea or knitting or the dog they love walking, family walks or being at the seaside, splashing in puddles, a scan of a grandchild to be, or the antics of an existing grandchild. Little things, it seems, can make a day. So should we ask ourselves, do we value what we have and keep our eyes open to the little things that matter? But it's also about sharing little things to cheer up someone else. That can make us happy. Some little children were asked, what does love mean? Three of the answers were, when my grandfather paints my grandmother's toenails because she can't. Another said, love is when you go out to eat and give somebody most of your chips without making them give you any of theirs. One said, love is being with someone when they're crying. Society has tried every which way for happiness, economic, scientific, social growth, but it hasn't changed basic human needs like health, love, relationship, community, inner peace and happiness. The answers perhaps lie more within us rather than things, in valuing the sources of real happiness, valuing the little things we have and sharing them with others. For me as a Christian, God's blessings are not in some far-off mythical city, but in the here and now. It's about knowing we're loved and being able to make the most of whatever situation we're in, having a purpose to help others, whatever hardships are around us, and counting the blessings we do have.
Happiness, happiness. The greatest gift that we possess. I thank the Lord that we've been blessed with more than our share of our happiness. To me, this world is a wonderful place. I'm the luckiest human in the human race. I've got no silver and I've got no gold, but I've got happiness in my soul. Happiness to me is an ocean tide, a sunset fading on a mountainside, a big old heaven full of stars above, when I'm in the arms of the one I love. Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that we possess. I thank the Lord that we've been blessed with more than our share of everybody. Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that we possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of the happiness. I've got more than our share of the happiness.